and it's been not dripping, it's been flowing out. So let's start with that. What's the most recent drill results? And you guys, I know this, but I want to ask you that. What's the most recent drill results that you guys hit?
So, I speak high grades, but I'm going to name drop a couple other high grade in case you're new to the story. The highest grade on the property is 53,700 grams per ton over 0.55 meters. So, what we see at this Gold Rock target area are some very high grade veins with, nuggety free gold, but we also are seeing wider shear zone mineralization as well. And one of our new results there was 1.6 grams over 16.4 meters. We talked last time we met about how much we're drilling, but we have an $11 million exploration budget, which will be 32,000 meters. So
Can I
we're already
interrupt you?
drilling.
Are
Yeah,
you
yeah.
fully funded through the rest of the year?
Yes, we're fully funded for all of that.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm laughing not at you, but this is, I'm
No, it's
laughing at, this is great. Maura Kalb, Dryden Gold. How are you? Good morning to you.
doing well, Andy. Nice to have you, or nice to be here today.
No, we're really thrilled to have you. So let's get right to it. We talked about an overview about January. You teased us with some information that the news would be coming out, and boy, did it come out just the last couple of days. And it's been not dripping, it's been flowing out. So let's start with that. What's the most recent drill results? And you guys, I know this, but I want to a ask you that. What's the most recent drill results that you guys hit?
We just put out some new results on the Gold Rock target area. Specifically, we were targeting Pearl, which is a newer target there. We only had a couple, like a handful of holes ever targeting that before. So we drilled from the footwall of Pearl, and we actually encountered two new zones of significant mineralization in the footwall of Pearl. So some new discoveries there. I'm going to name drop them. So we had 6.4 grams per ton over 3.3 meters, including
Excellent.
15. 1 gram. And then on a second structure, we had 77.9 grams per ton over half a meter. So pretty good, pretty exciting for something brand new.
Maura, you're glowing. It is really exciting here, and it's
Yeah.
I and for all due just to all my viewers and listeners that are going to view this, I am a shareholder. I met Maura down in Atlanta. This was, I want to say, it was in November or December. Really like the management, like what everything that you guys put together. And this is just for full disclosure, this is also early stage, which I don't mind. Do your own due diligence, but it's all the drill bit drives the news here. And yeah, it was great news. Work a little bit about out that a little bit more for me. Again, tell me, and I know the answer to this, but just to all my viewers and listeners, tell me about the grade here that you hit. That's high grade. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. So
Very
something
high grade.
about Dryden, Dryden specifically, we are targeting high grade, especially at the Gold Rock target area. So, I speak high grades, but I'm going to name drop a couple other high grade in case you're new to the story. The highest grade on the property is 53,700 grams per ton over 0.55 meters. So, what we see at this Gold Rock target area are some very high grade veins with, nuggety free gold, but we also are seeing wider shear zone mineralization as well. And one of our new results there was 1.6 grams over 16.4 meters. So we do have, wider shear zone mineralization as well as that kind of narrow vein stuff that you see. So this is an Archean load gold system that we're targeting, and it requires us to be very systematic about our approach, do our geologic due diligence, so to speak. And I cut my teeth in Red Lake for 8 years, so that kind of deposit style is my bread and butter. So that's what we're up to here.
Okay, so that's really got my attention, and let me just talk to all my viewers and listeners for a moment. Where Dryden Gold is at, it's and please, Maura, correct me if I'm wrong. It's typically very high grade, but it's I want to say narrow, if you would. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then you just said this is wider. So marry that to me with me. That's music to my ears. Explain the significance of that.
It's really important for these type of deposits. So we're in a shear zone, which basically just means the rocks were kind of squished on either side, and these ones acted more ductily like Play-Doh. So you end up getting veins, and that'll be more narrow. We do have some alteration on either side, so that's nice to see because we actually can follow these structures. We also have where the shear zone runs between 5 meters to even up to 15, or in this case of this new result, 16 meters wide. And that will be more disseminated gold throughout that whole structure. So it's nice to have both because, again, it gives us more optionality and potential for more continuity when we go to mine this. And again, with my background, I was the exploration manager at the Red Lake Mine. So my job was to replace reserves. So we're always thinking about whether this will be economic, whether it makes sense that we could actually mine this in the future. So having both the kind of narrow, very high grade and having this wider shear zone mineralization makes for something that really can be economically viable in the future when we get to that stage. But as you said, we're early stage explorers. We're really into discovery making.
Yeah. And again, it's the thing is it's what I look at is I love the grade and always love the grade that you have, but it makes a lot of sense when you like if you have lower grade, but again, I don't know what the exact word is, but if you have lower grade, it also makes sense at 5,000 gold here US
Oh,
dollars.
yeah.
Yeah. So it's
Absolutely. And this is still, over a gram. So it's not all that low grade really anyway, which is nice. And close to surface. So all of those results we just put out are within 100 meters of surface. They're actually very shallow. So that also is, great. We're embarking on this at a pretty early stage where most of our drilling is going to be very shallow this year. The deepest holes on the property are really our kind of big step out tests, but those will be more limited. We can really do a lot of bang for our buck, so to speak, with shorter drill holes testing this along strike and testing new targets.
yeah, well, I love the clarity too because yes, that is still very high grade. It's just lower than what you have, which was really high grade.
Exactly.
So this is not by any means not a criticism. It's just lower grade, but there's more of it, and so that's music to my ears. You also said this is shallow drilling, which is interesting. Is this going to be ideally? Would this be an open pit or would this be underground?
I think you would actually have both at this scenario. So what
Good
when we first
answer.
started exploring here, we had three structures that were known already from the historic work. And through the last 2 years of drilling, we actually have found a lot of stack structures in this shear zone. And that's pretty typical because it has lots of little splays and essentially you get a bunch of stack structures. Now that lends itself a lot better to an open pit scenario because you can kind of take all of it and you'll get those shear zone hosted gold, you'll get the veins, you'll get all of the material at an overall, diluted lower grade. But then that gives you the opportunity to really understand your deposit. And then when you go underground, you've seen it, you've touched it and felt those zones. So you're more confident. And that can really help increase your confidence in even how you drill it because you've seen it. Something also we do, and if you check our website out, you can check our deck, but you can see a contoured long section of one of the zones we've drilled the most, the Alora Shear. And you really start to see continuity that we have been drilling some of these targets down. And so we are seeing very kind of vertical continuity on the zones and then very high grade pockets with a different orientation. So we're starting to understand these patterns. And, I am a geologist, but for those that aren't, it's really all about pattern recognition in these type of systems. Once you figure out the pattern, you can predict that. You can really start to, fine tune your drill testing. There'll be always little variabilities, but we set ourselves up very systematically to catch those and adjust on the fly.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to get to what other news you got coming out here. But before I ask that, again, a lot of stuff attracted me to Dryden Gold. But I want to talk a little about what really attracted me is where you guys are at, who you have around you, meaning the bigger players that you have around you. So just refresh me on all that just for all my viewers and listeners.
Absolutely. So we're located in northwestern Ontario, which is basically just north of Minnesota. We are located between the cities of Winnipeg and Thunder Bay, right on the Trans-Canada Highway. So that's the highway where all of the goods and all of the equipment and all of Canada crosses. So it's pretty unique situation for a brand new exploration district to be sitting somewhere with such incredible infrastructure. We have highway access to our Gold Rock target. We have highway access to all of our regional exploration targets because there is a pulp mill in town, which is basically makes, papers that go into diapers and stuff like that, but they clear trees and they create roads for us. So we have a highway to all of our targets, which is incredibly unique. And we have really low exploration costs. So our drill costs are $250 Canadian all in. And that's where all the assays, we do geochemistry, we're doing oriented core. So it's very high-end work that you're getting for a very low price.
Yeah, so you guys aren't out wildcatting in Argentina or Alaska or I don't know, even Mexico if you would. It's all right there. You don't need to build
It's
any
yeah,
roads,
we're driving a
power.
truck right to the sites. No, we've got rail line, power lines, we've got everything. I actually live in Dryden. I'm sitting in the city right now, and we can get to all the targets very easily by car. So that's a very unique situation. You also asked me who is around us, so our neighbors. We're in a great jurisdiction. We're just south of the Red Lake Mine, where the Great Bear discovery was just a few years back. We're near a Rainy River Mine. We have Agnico Eagle's Hammond Reef Project just south of us. So we're sitting in a very gold-rich district where people actually know what mining is. So it's not new or unique to them. A lot of them work at mines, either the two I mentioned. So certainly a great place to be sitting. We've got Kinross sitting in the camp and north of us at the Great Bear Discovery. But Centerra Gold is one of our strategic investors, and they also have a placement, a JV partnership with Canorland, which has kind of the moose pasture to the south of us on the same trend. So definitely a lot of good players and names just right here in the district.
So let me talk again to my viewers and listeners, Maura. Just read between the lines. That was really the deal maker for me. Just who's around you. And again, that's just read between the lines. That's what I would tell all my viewers and listeners. Maura, so you had this great news coming out. What else do you got coming that you can talk about? Just take me through the rest of the quarter or even into the summer. So people should be paying attention to this story. Why should people be paying attention
Yeah.
to this story? Yeah.
I think we talked last time we met about how much we're drilling, but we have an $11 million exploration budget, which will be 32,000 meters. So
Can I
we're already
interrupt you?
drilling.
Are
Yeah,
you
yeah.
fully funded through the rest of the year?
Yes, we're fully funded for all of that.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm laughing not at you, but this is, I'm
No,
laughing at this is great. Go ahead.
it's a great position to be in, and we've got a really aggressive exploration plan. For news that's coming, we did a soil till program. Basically, that's where you go all across the property and even spacing and pick up soil samples. Why would we do that? Well, we want to get the geochemistry so we can vector in on areas that, may be undercover, may not have jumped out at us as exploration targets, but could be very, could be a new deposit lurking. So we just got all that data back. Those results will be coming out soon. And I mean, needless to say, it's going to show there's lots of opportunity and lots of potential on the property. That's not a surprise. We also just finished our first program ever on our discovery Hinman. So we made this discovery back in 2023 in our very first kind of early reconnaissance program, while we were still getting ready to be publicly traded. So we were a private company. And that was a 13 gram per ton hit from a grab sample on the side of the road. So we've worked that up. We've really got a geologic model around that. And now we're doing the first six holes ever on that target. So it's pretty exciting. We'll have those back towards the end of March, so kind of the end of the first quarter. But that's a big catalyst for us. That'll be a discovery we made. And as long as they look favorable, that is a granitoid intrusion. So basically like your granite countertops, a very hard kind of rock within a shear zone. And so what happens to that rock is it kind of acts as a trap for gold on its margins and also around it. It kind of creates great traps. So we're looking at a 4 kilometer strike of that intrusion in this shear
Wow,
zone.
nice.
Yeah, that's a big
That's a
footprint,
lot
right?
of
So
land. Go
yeah,
ahead.
it's a big footprint, and it's all been clear cut because that was an area that forestry went in a few years ago. So it's given us a great opportunity to do mapping and kind of get all of the foundational work done on it. So I'm excited about the drill holes because what we've seen to date is just a few areas where the rocks actually exposed at surface, and we were able to map that, channel sample it. Our channel sampling brought us 23 grams over almost 3 meters. So it certainly looks like an interesting target, and we'll have those results back soon. So that's kind of the big one I'm excited about. But we're going to continue to drill test Gold Rock as well, keep growing that, test some of the conceptual targets for where we haven't drilled yet. So it's going to be exciting, of course.
Yeah, no, you got two projects, or do you have three projects running at the same time? You got Gold Rock, you got Hinman, and what else do you got, or is that what your focus is?
We have Sheridan as well. So earlier this year, we put out some results on Sheridan. We did a first pass program on that, six drill holes in total. We got the geochemistry back from, we did it in phases one and two. So three holes and three holes. We got the geochemistry back. And what was really neat is it kind of showed us a very different fluid signature. So why do we care about that? Well, the fluid signature can kind of tell you what deposit model you're in. So what it basically showed us was that this is very different gold signature than what we see at Gold Rock. It looks different than what we expect at Hinman. And what we also saw that was unique was very broad, low-grade mineralization. And when I say broad, 135 meters at 0.2, kind of broad. Now, 0.2 isn't economic, but it paints a picture of something very, very big. So the team is working with the geochemistry that we just collected. I mentioned just a minute ago, the geophysics that we have. So we're doing a 3D inversion on that area to look at where, a big monster could be lurking on that property, because that's what the fluid signature is kind of telling us could be there. So we're kind of more on the interpreting and deciding where to target on that particular target right now. But it's definitely promising. It's just we need to do our geologic homework, so to speak, to keep pursuing that one. And then from the soils, one of our goals this summer is to come up with, two more regional exploration targets to go mapping and work further on. We really like this pipeline, and that's one of the reasons why we have the strategic investment from Centerra Gold. We set ourselves up to explore like the big boys do. We do systematic approach. We have a full pipeline from early stage targets to these advanced ones that we're drilling and could be closer to a resource in the future. So they like that kind of systematic approach and a full scale exploration program.
Yeah, I asked that question too because, again, talking to all my viewers and listeners, I like a lot of things, but I go down the checkbox. I want to see if a drill program that's fully funded, which Dryden Gold, excuse me, Dryden Gold has, and then I also want to see three projects. And this is just me talking to my viewers and listeners. That just makes it very attractive to not only to investors but to other investors that could be, if you would. So I'll leave it at that. Mara, just really quick, let's talk about share structure. And this is another box that Dryden Gold checked. Tell me about shares. How many shares do you have out fully diluted?
We just had some warrants cashed in at the beginning of the year, which is why we're
Congratulations.
so well funded. I'll back up a little bit. So if you have been following the story, or if you look back at our share chart, you'll see that last year we were kind of had great news coming out all fall, but we were kind of stuck at 30 cents. We had 38 million warrants that were priced at 30 cents, so they were kind of in the money but close to it. And we had two of our major shareholders cash theirs in, and some other smaller ones as well. So that is where we've upped our budget from our plan of 6 million to this 11 million exploration campaign. Now we are standing at 217 million shares outstanding. We have a little bit under $11 million total in the bank. We are already well underway with our exploration program, so that will fund both exploration and, all the hard dollar responsibilities we have as well. So again, well funded, which is key. We have a great list of shareholders, and I've name dropped a few of them already. But Alamos Gold is 10.5%. We've got Centerra Gold, which really gives us another check mark of approval when you have major companies well invested in you. We've got EuroPac Gold Fund, Delbrook Capital. Eric Sprott was an early investor in the story and a friend of our CEO. He made him a lot of money with Ely Gold Royalties, so he was an early investor. Rob McEwen was the lead order on our RTO when we went public back in 2024. We've got the Dynamic Funds, Rob Quartermain. So it's a great list of shareholders and people that really, know their stuff, so to speak, involved.
I will add that's an all-star list, and I know many of those people that you just personally that you name dropped. So, well done. Maura, if people want to find out more about you, where do they go? I know you're very active actually on social media. I see you popping up on my LinkedIn and X accounts, but tell me where they go. Give us your website, give us the exchanges that you're traded on, and what's your ticker symbols.
So check us out at drydengold.com. We are traded on the TSXV under DRY. We are on the OTCQB, looking to uplist, but right now that's where we are at DRYGF. And you can find us YouTube, all of the social media accounts we're always posting new information on, and I do educational videos as well. So if you want to personally follow me, I'll be explaining different geology deposit models and stuff like that. So if you want to learn more on that front to be kind of, more geological savvy, follow along.
Excellent. So also just to might add, you guys are coming down to Atlanta in May. And to all my viewers and listeners in Atlanta, which there's a lot of you, Morrow will be down here. I think it'll be you, but I know
Yeah, it'll
Dryden,
be me.
okay, Dryden Gold will be here May 1st and 2nd. Looking forward to spending some time with you and seeing you. Morrow, always a pleasure. Love the story. Again, to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor, and Dryden Gold's also a sponsor of naturalresourcestocks.net. Just a full disclosure and all of that. Love to have you on again soon. Oh, and are you going to be at PDAC?
I will. We'll be at PDAC. We have a booth. We've got a core shack there if you want to see what the rocks even look like. So absolutely stop by, and I'll be presenting at the Metal Investment Forum ahead of time too. So lots of time to see us.
I will be there as well, or I'm planning on being there. I'll stop by and I'll look and see, just touch and feel what samples that you have.
Awesome.
All right, looking forward to seeing you. Thanks, Maura.
Thanks so much for having me. Bye now.
Bye bye.